The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 18, Daniel and the Scary Sleepover. Taken from the story of Daniel and the Lion's Den, from Daniel chapter 6. Things were not looking good for God's people. They had been captured and taken far from home, and now they were slaves of the king of Babylon. But God had not left his people. He was with them, and he was looking after them. Daniel loved God and obeyed him. Now, God made Daniel able to understand lots of difficult things. So, it wasn't long before the king of Babylon noticed him. King Darius liked how clever Daniel was, so he made Daniel his most important helper of all, and put him in charge of lots of other helpers. But the other helpers didn't like this. They wanted the king to like them best. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. So, they spied on Daniel. They tried to find things wrong with Daniel, things they could tell the king, things they could. But there weren't any. None. They couldn't find anything at all. Except there was just one thing. Every day, 3 times a day, without fail, no matter what, Daniel went to his room, closed the door, and prayed. They smiled to themselves. Let's get the king to make a law. No one is allowed to pray to anyone except to the king. Daniel won't obey this law, and he will be punished. They were pleased with themselves for being so clever, and hurried off to tell the king. The king liked their idea. He didn't know they were tricking him, so he made it into a law. Everyone must pray only to me. If you don't, the lions will have you for their dinner. Daniel heard this. He knew it was wrong to pray to anyone except God. He had to do what God said, whatever it cost him, even if it meant he would die. So Daniel went to his room, closed the door, and prayed. That's just what the bad men knew Daniel would do. They skipped straight off to tell the king. Oh, your most glittering highness! Your law says, does it not, that everyone must pray to you alone, sire? Yes, said the king. Oh, magisterial brightness! Then correct us if we are wrong, but it would seem that Daniel is praying to God, not to you. The king was sad. He had been tricked. He didn't want to hurt Daniel, but he couldn't change his law. And so he let the soldiers throw Daniel to the lions. May your God, who you love so much, rescue you, the king said. The king went back to his palace, but he didn't sleep that night. Not a wink. He tossed and turned until finally At the first glimmer of dawn, he leaped out of bed and ran straight to the den. "Daniel," he cried, "has your God rescued you?"
"Yes," Daniel shouted. "God sent an angel to close the lions' mouths."
And there, resting his head on Daniel's lap, was the biggest lion, purring like a little kitten. The king brought Daniel out of the den.
"Look," he said, "Daniel doesn't even have a scratch."
The king made a new law.
"Daniel's God is the true God, the God who rescues. Pray to him instead."
God would keep on rescuing his people, and the time was coming when God would send another brave hero, like Daniel, who would love God and do what God said, whatever it cost him, even if it meant he would die. And together, they would pull off the greatest rescue the world has ever known. All right. In today's story, we hear the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel loved God. But when he was a teenager, he was taken away from his home. He was made into a slave and taken to a foreign country where they forced him to serve the king. As Daniel grew up, he did very well in his work, and he gained the respect of many people. The king liked him because Daniel was honest and Daniel was very smart. And so, eventually, Daniel became more and more important until, as we see in this story, he was the most important underneath the king alone. He was more important than any of the king's other helpers. And this made the other helpers jealous. They wanted to be next to the king. They wanted to be the second in command. And so, they found a way. They watched and they watched, trying to find something wrong that Daniel did. But Daniel obeyed God, and that meant that he followed the king. Eventually, they noticed, every day, Daniel went to pray. Every day, the same way. He would go into his room, close the door, open the window, and pray. And they saw this was the only thing they might be able to catch him on. And so, they tricked the king into passing this law that said that they must pray only to the king. But Daniel knew that he could not obey that law because it was a bad law. It told him to disobey God. For Daniel, there was a choice. Would he obey the government and the king, or would he obey God? Well, Daniel decided that God was more important than the king, so he chose to obey God. But he knew that there would be consequences, and there were. When he was caught praying, the men went to the king and said, "Oh, the one Daniel has disobeyed your new law. You must kill him." And so he was thrown to the lions, but God kept him safe. Normally, the lions would have been very hungry and they would have eaten Daniel. But God closed their mouths and kept Daniel safe. There are several things that I learned from this story. First, just like Daniel, I want to
always have time to pray. You should have a time every day when you pray. Even better, like Daniel, we should pray 3 times a day. And for me, this is not a prayer where I say the same thing again and again, or where I just say, "Thank you, God, for the food. Amen." No, it's when I talk to God. You know, you can talk to God. You can tell him what is happening. You can ask him for help. You can ask him to show you what to do. And God will put in your heart, in your mind, the answer. He will show you in the Bible what he wants. And so, we can pray, and we should pray, every day. This was a habit that Daniel had, and I believe that this was one of the things that helped make him so smart. He would pray, and he would ask God to help him decide, to help him make good choices. And God did. But then the new law was passed. Sometimes other people might tell you to disobey God. We must be very careful. You see, God tells us to obey the people who are over us. We should obey our mother and our father. We need to obey our boss when we are working. At school, we need to obey our teacher. We need to obey the government. But what happens when one of those people tells you to disobey God? Well, here Daniel shows that first we must obey God. And if that means that we do not obey the person who is over us, then God is first. Now, if we can do what we are told to do without disobeying God, then we need to obey the other person. But if they tell us to do something that is directly against what God says, then we must obey God first. And this is difficult. Now, Daniel knew that God was able to save him. But Daniel also knew that even if God didn't save him, Daniel would choose to obey God. That if Daniel died, he was okay with that. He was ready to follow and obey God no matter what. And so, he stood up and did what was right, even when others were trying to tell him to do what was wrong. He didn't follow others when they did wrong. He continued to do what was right. And I pray that you also will always choose to do what is right, even when others push you to disobey God. Keep God first and obey him all the time. Lord, I pray that you would help us to always follow and obey you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.